Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kufdalad. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Memvov Amud Beis, the second last line of the Amud Loi Mistavra. Loi Mistavra im Haisa Kvar Tameya, Loi Mistavra im Haisa Shifcha Achas. The Mishnah taught that, and similarly for women, if Gentiles said, "Give us one of you and we will violate her, and if not, we will violate all of you," they should allow them all to be violated rather than actively give over one single Jew. So now, isn't it logical to say that if one of them was already defiled, that it would be permitted? Isn't it logical to say that if one of them was a slave woman, that it would be permitted? Tani, Siyos b'nei Adam, shayi mahalchim b'derech, pogu lahem goyim v'omu tnu lanu echa mikem v'na'roi goysoi, v'im lav hori anu hogim es kulchem, afilu kulam ne'erogim lo'yimsu nefesh achas mi'yisrael. The Baisa says if there was a caravan of travellers and a Gentile accosted them and said, "Give us one of you and we will kill him, and if not we will kill all of you," even if all must be killed, they may not give it over a single Jew. But if they designated one particular person, such as Cherub ben Bichri, they may give him over rather than be killed. Rishim ben Lakish says, "No, that's only if the person is anyway liable the death penalty like Cherub ben Bichri." Rav Yochanan Amar Af Pi She'ein Chayav Misa K'Sher Ben Bichri. Rav Yochanan says, "No, even if he's not liable like Sher Ben Bichri." Ula Bar Koshev Tavaase Malchusa Arak VaAzalei LeLud Gabei Yerushua Ben Levi Asun Rakpun Medinta Amu Lehen In Leis Asun Yavun Le Lan Ana Mechavin Medinta. Ula Bar Koshev was wanted by the government for execution. He fled and went to Lod to Yerushua Ben Levi. Soldiers came and surrounded his home and said, "If you don't turn him in, we will destroy the entire province." Salak Gabei Rishu ben Levi Upai Sevi Avilon. Rishu ben Levi went to Ula ben Koshev and convinced him to hand himself in. Vavilio Zacholatoiv Yolif Mizgali Aloi Valizgali Vesam Kamatsumen Vizgali Aloi. Until then, Elionovi would visit Rishu ben Levi, but from that point onward he didn't come. Rishu ben Levi fasted many fasts to know why it was that Elionovi wasn't coming. Amalei v'lemasuris ani nigla amalei v'lemishna asisi amalei v'zum mishet chasidim. So when Eliyahu Anavi came, Eliyahu said to him, "Should I reveal myself to those that give over Jews to Gentiles?" Yerushua ben Levi responded, "Didn't I do as was written in the Mishnah?" Eliyahu said, "But is that the correct behavior for the pious?" Rabbi Imi itzted b'sifsifa amav yonasan yikar chameis besadinoi amav shemen lokish ada ana katel ana miskatel ana edo mishyaziv lei b'chayla. Rabbi Imi was kidnapped by bandits. Rabbi Yonasan said, "Wrap the dead in his sheet, because there's no way to save him." Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, "I will go and save him. Either I will kill or I'll be killed. I'll go and save him by force." Azul afaisen v'yavune lei amaloin v'asun gabi savon v'hu mitzali aleichoin asun gabi Rabbi Yochanan amaloin Ma dahava belevachoin if avidle if abdunlon yematalahu ama laimatun afifthius ad the azlin kulhoin. So he went and appeased them and they released him. Rishloki said to them, "Come to Rabbi Yochanan the elder and he will pray for you." So then the bandits came to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan said to them, "Whatever was in your heart to do to him should befall you." Before they had reached Apipthius, they all died. Ze'ira bachanina itzed besafsifa. Salak Rabbi Imi, Rabbi Ami Barishmo, Mephaisa Aloy, Amalahin, Zanve Mahuse, Yalefu, Barichoin, Abelachoin Nisin, Mashukin, Bey Alal Chad Sauke, Tain, Chad Safsa, Amalahin, Bahada Safsir, Katel Banatsa, Lahoi, Vishteziv, Zeir Barchanina. Zeir Barchanina was kidnapped by bandits. Rabbi Imi and Rabbi Shmo went to appease them. Queen Zenave said to them, "Your Creator often does miracles for you." While they were talking to her, a Yishmaeli merchant came in brandishing a knife and said to them, "With this knife, Barnatza killed the queen's brother." The queen became so disturbed that Ze'ir Bachanina managed to escape. Rav Yochan Amar Ikpach Baalei Kanaya Salik Leveis Vada Vahav Rav Shimon Lokish Shalei Vuhulei Megiv Shalei Vuhulei Megiv Amalei Mau Achen Amalei Kolei Vaim Tulim Balei Alev Tolei Bekis Amalei Umau Kain Amalei Umau At Kain Amalei ikapacht Baalei Kanaya. Once Rabbi Yochanan said that thieves had stolen his money. He went to the Beis Medrash. Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked him questions and he didn't answer. Rav Lakish asked him why this is, and he replied that all of the limbs depend on the heart and the heart depends on the pocket. Rav Lakish asked him what he meant and he replied, "Why are you asking? Don't you know what happened? The thieves stole my money." Amalei chamili zavisa nafik machilei chamisun minu achoik v'shari mitzalsel amin in Rabbi Yochanan who Yasev Palga Amalachoin Chayechoin Kula Ananasev and Asev Kula. Rish Lakish asked him to show him the road that they took, and Rabbi Yochanan did so. When Rish Lakish saw them from afar, he began to shout at them. They said, "If we took from Rabbi Yochanan, we will return him half." Rish Lakish replied, "No, by your lives you return all of it." They returned all of it, and he took it from them. Diklut Chavira Mechunye Talia Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Is Avid Melech Nachas Lepamias Shalach Kasvin Basar Abonon Tehavlin Gabi B'mafke Shuvsa Miad. Diklut was a pig shepherd in Tiberia. The children of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yehuda ben Nasi would hit him. Eventually he became king in Rome. He went to Pamias, which is the Banias, and sent letters to the Chachamim requiring them to come immediately after Shabbos. Amalei Leshluchei Lo Titen Lohain Kasvin Ela Ba'aruvta Im Mitamai Shamsha Ba'asashliche Gavhoin Ba'aruvta Im Mitamai Shamsha Ba'avi Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya B'Bishmo Ba'Nachman Nachden Lemifchei B'Dimusin de Tiberia. He told the messenger, "Don't give them the message until the sun is almost setting on Friday," and the messenger did so. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman went to bathe for Shabbos in the bathhouse of Tiberia. Asa and Tigris Gavhoin Uvoi Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Leminzef Bay Amalei Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman Alpilei Lenisinich of Zehud Mischami Amaloin Mara Bonan Avdin Tunun Lei Uvda Amaloin Sachoin Debrayachoin Avid Nisin Bemekhe Shubsa Tain Yasoin Va'al Yasoin. The evil spirit of the bathhouse named in Tigris came to them, and Rebbe wanted to drive him out. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman said, "Leave him be, as he sometimes appears for the purpose of a miracle." In Tigris asked them, "Why are you troubled?" And they told him the story, and he said to them, "Wash yourselves in honor of Shabbos, and the Creator will do for you miracles." After Shabbos, the spirit carried them into the city. Amalei hara bonon labar amal lo yachman apoy adi inun sachyan hava hi bnei beibani avya Sheva Yoimin Vesheva Leil Lilvon Nafak Vinsach Kadmehoin Valoin Vekamoin Lei Kadmehoin. The palace guards told the king that rabbis were standing outside his palace. The king said, "They may not see my face unless they have bathed. There was a bathhouse there that would heat for 7 days and seven nights, so its heat would kill a person." The spirit went and called off the bathhouse, and the rabbis bathed there and came and stood before the king. Amaloin began the Barichoin Avid Lachoin Nisin Osin Mevazin Malchusa Amalei Diklut Chazira Bazinan Diklitianus Malka Leibazinan Vafilu Kain Leimachasil Leiburemi Zeir Vleibachav Zeir. The king said to them, "Just because your creator does miracles for you regularly, you're disgracing the king." And they replied, "We disgraced Diklut, the pig shepherd, but we didn't disgrace Diklitianus, the king." He replied, "Nevertheless, don't disgrace even a simple Roman or a simple Persian, as any of them might become great." Handan Lach Perek Ha'isha.